Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Waddell, and many of you will recognize that he's with Iowa Public TV, Kids Clubhouse host. Good morning to you, Dan.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me, LaVon.
You bet, Dan. And we are so excited that you are going to be coming to Atlantic actually a week from today. So we need to get this on our calendars. What are you going to be doing?
We're going to have next Friday at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a fantastic story time at the Atlantic Public Library with my good friend, Miss Julie Jepkes. We're going to wind up all the kids. All the kids, of course, and families are welcome. We'll do story time. We'll have some giveaways. And I guarantee the kids will sleep that night.
Oh, you're going to run them around a bit, huh?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, you are known for the Kids Clubhouse, and we've talked about this as story time for kids, but anybody's welcome, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone is, all ages are welcome for sure, from the very little ones up to, you know, grandpas and grandmas are even welcome.
All right.
I'll share a message with all the families, as I do all across the state, about turning the TVs off, going outside to play, using imagination, reading good books, and eating healthy food. And the one thing that always confuses kids when I say, I'm the TV guy, but I want you to turn the TV off, and they have this look in their eyes like, wait a second, what's going on? Is the TV guy going to have a job if we all turn our TVs off?
Yeah.
So it's a really fun.
That's exactly the thought that went through my mind. This is the TV guy.
Yep.
Why? Yes. But you have this good message that you don't have to watch TV all the time.
Exactly. You know, we know families will watch IPTV. If they're going to watch television, we wanted to make that healthy choice, which is, you know, the non-commercial, you know, healthy messages about reading and math and science and all that great stuff that IPTV brings. And so we're obviously very, very honored. But we hope that what they see on IPTV is something that when their TV time is done, they can turn that TV off and they can go duplicate some of the things they've seen, whether it be an activity or maybe to go outside in nature or go to the park and play or maybe just go to the library and read a good book. And we hope they take that message with
mm-hmm.
them.
And you do this kind of education and promotion all the time. I think you have some special programs coming up or some special plans that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I travel, of course, around the state all the time, nonstop. And of course, your community was picked because you're part of the Ready for School project out here at Iowa Public Television. We brought a lot of resources and books and technology into your community. And I do that traveling all throughout the year. But this year, we're so excited that in June, on June 3rd, we're going to start a brand new IPTV Kids Clubhouse series. So every week, every Friday at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., we're going to do a half-an-hour kids show featuring Iowa kids doing Iowa fun things and doing activities and having adventures, and it's bringing back that local TV presence that's been missing for such a long time. We're so excited about it.
Okay, so as I understood what you say, you will be out filming at these various places, or you bring people in, or a combination of those from all over the state?
Yep, exactly. A combination of both of that. So we might do some stuff in this brand new clubhouse that we've built here at the station. And anybody is always welcome. If you're ever in the neighborhood, just pop by IPTV and we'll give you a tour of that brand new IPTV Kids Clubhouse. It's pretty impressive. But at the same time, what we haven't been able to do before is actually take the camera crews out into communities and video kids doing kid things. And here's a really heartfelt example of something we've done. We went up to Independence, Iowa, to the library and asked the librarians if they could round up some kids for us. And they did. They were so gracious to round up about 8 kids. And we had the kids sit down at a table with a few pieces of paper and each of them write a letter to a farmer, a thank you letter to mm-hmm. a farmer. And they drew a picture, and it was really great. But at the end of that activity, we folded up those papers, had the kids fold up the papers, put them in an envelope, and the next morning we took those envelopes to the R&R Cafe in Independence and had local farmers open up those letters and read them aloud. It was an amazing activity and so heartfelt and super fun.
Okay, so you filmed the farmers also?
Oh, of course, yes. And
yes.
They were so delighted. I mean, small town. I know Independence is a super small town, but they were so delighted.
Were there any tears, Dan?
Well, I guarantee you this, when you see the show, when families out there see the show this summer, I had a tear in my eye. It is really, it's just super feel good. And, you know, we don't encourage a lot of crying in the IPTV Kids Clubhouse, but that is an example of one of those times that you
those
can
would be,
get a little tear.
Yeah, those would be good tears.
Those are good tears.
Yes,
for sure, right.
Yes, because I'm just thinking as you talk about it that for a lot of farmers, I'm not sure how many times they get their thank you.
Yeah, I know. It was a really great activity, and that's just one example. And, mm-hmm. and so you can see how if a kid sees that on IPTV, that might inspire them to you know what, I've got a farmer in my community. I'm going to sit down and write a letter to a farmer. Mm-hmm. And that's what we hope IPTV's, the Kids Clubhouse series is all about. Okay. They watch and they see, and then they turn that TV off and they do.
Will you be having children come into the studio also to do some things there?
Absolutely. Not that long ago, we brought in a batch of kids to sing the signature IPTV Kids Clubhouse song, which is Row, Row, Row Your Banana. And so we brought in some kids, and they sang opera style, Row, Row, Row Your Banana, and they were super delighted, and we were, of course, really delighted, and it turned out to be a really good bit. That'll be for our music episode this summer as well.
Okay. And so are all of those shows already taped?
We recorded. Yeah, we started just last fall. We got the green light, and we've been recording nonstop in every corner of the state we've tried to hit. You know, we've been up to Sioux Center. We've been to my little hometown of Maynard in northeast Iowa. We've been to Muscatine. We've been to Centerville, all over the state, and just tried to capture some flavor of that area of the state and those kids being kids, because that's really great TV.
How do you get those ideas?
I wish I knew the answer to that. People are asking me all that time, Dan Wardell, where do you come up with all these crazy ideas? I tell you why, where they came from. My body grew up, but my brain never did. I'm just a little kid at heart, and it's served me well all these years. I get to wear a cape for a living. That helps, too. It keeps me grounded.
Well, I'm thinking that there may be some people out there who know something great going on. Are you open to suggestions from folks?
You know, one of the things that was amazing, the show hasn't hit the air yet, and the buzz about this is something that we never expected. We're actually having a premiere party on April 23rd, the day after I come to do story time with you guys, and that event, 350 tickets disappeared, sold out in very few hours. On day one, they sold out. And so we actually opened up a second one for that afternoon, and that one sold out right away. So 700 people thought, whoa, local kids TV back, you know, on television, it seemed like a great idea. And so even though we haven't even shown the show to anybody yet, people are already talking about season two. And so if people out in your community have ideas about a kid-friendly, fantastic, something that they do or something that's unusual or fun or would be kid-friendly, you just give me a call out here at IPTV, and I would love to hear your story, because you never know. If we didn't scare away at season one, we might be doing season two, three, more, who knows?
Well, Dan, do you have any guess, any philosophy, any answers to why is this being so popular?
You know, we have always at IPTV tried to be more than just, hey, I'm on your television, you can turn it on and see me. We've always tried to reach out and visit communities, like we're doing with Storytime with you guys, you know, in a week or so, or like what I do for my reading road trip this summer. And I'm actually coming back to visit you guys on July 18th at the library for my reading road trip at 9:30 and 10:30. And I think that is what that magic comes from, is that we're not out in California in a recording studio. We are right here in Iowa, and the staff here at IPTV works here and loves the place and loves the state, and we come out into your communities and we visit you, and we have that hands-on interaction. And I think I think kids and families feel like they're part of the IPTV team. They feel like they're part of the experience, and I think that's the magic. I wish I knew the real answer, but I think that's probably pretty close to why this has captured a spark in so many people's hearts.
Sounds good to me. But tell me more about the reading program.
Yeah, so every summer I travel around the entire state. This summer I'm visiting 75 communities.
Wow.
All over across the state. And on July 18th, yeah, I'll be back and visiting Mrs. Julie Jeptes again at the Atlantic Public Library at 9:30 and 10:30. That will be an interactive story as well. This summer's theme is sports. And so I haven't quite finished my story for the summer, but I believe it's going to be something about an intergalactic Olympic championship with some aliens involved, which kids will just absolutely love.
Yes, it hits lots of notes there. Okay, remind us about when you'll be here sooner than that.
Yes, perfect. So next Friday, 10 o'clock at the library, this is on April 22nd, it's Friday, it'll be tons of fun, everyone is invited, I'd love to see that library packed, and I know the librarians there would love to see you all as well. Hopefully when you're there, you'll sign up for one of those amazing library cards, and I guarantee, and no cost, of course, and everybody will go away with some kind of prize.
All right. We've been visiting with Dan Waddell, who's the Iowa Public TV representative in many ways, but the Kids Clubhouse host. And we thank you very much, Dan Waddell. We look forward to seeing you on Friday and days in the future.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Levon. Mm-hmm.
Till next time, here's a thought from Helen Keller. Life is a succession of lessons which must be lived to be understood.